listener production.
Good morning, it's Courtney Thomas with your latest local news. It's been 10 years in the making, but a new steelmaking coal mine is finally opening today near Moranbah. The Olive Downs facility will have a 79-year mine life, employing more than 1,000 people with a yield of up to 15 million tonnes of product coal per annum. Queensland's Peak Social Service Group has slammed the scrapping of the Youth Justice Select Committee, labelling it shameful. It was formed in October last year, tasked with navigating ongoing reform to the youth justice system and support for victims of crime. QCOS CEO Amy McVie says this was a disappointing yet predictable outcome.
This was a political manoeuvre. We shouldn't need to rely on a parliamentary committee to provide us with a pathway forward. We have, in a well-functioning government, there should be work done by government to develop a youth justice strategy.
Meantime, while it may feel like the volume of crime is rising, Dr. Justin Reedy from the School of Criminology at Griffith Uni believes our perception is swayed by social media coverage.
These cycles of crime are pretty typical. So for instance, if you look at the long-term trends, crime is down about 8 to 10% from 10 years ago. If you compare that to the 2012-2013 reporting period.
And young achievers across Queensland will tonight be recognised for their positive contributions to the state as the 2024 Young Achiever Awards kick off in Brisbane. Mackay's Samantha Fine is a finalist for the 360 Degrees Marketing Career Achievement accolade for her role in revolutionising mental health research in the life-saving community. Just updating some local sport news now, and in league, the Mackay Cutters and Seagulls clash Saturday night for round 6 of the Host Plus Cup. Meanwhile, this afternoon, Cutters fans will have a chance to meet their favourite players at BB Prince Stadium during an open training session. Gates open from 4 p.m. And in the BMD Premiership, the girls also play Wynnum at home tomorrow.